Oh, bro, they got a petition out saying for it's called a move on petition for Trump. That shit funny as hell. I should have signed that shit.
Oh yeah, they got a petition for trying to get some of these GOP representatives and senators removed from office too,
Ooh.
saying it was part of the sedition and stuff and everything that happened to that man. They a historical day, like hell, 2020 been historical all the whole year, but today been some crazy shit. Got white people attacking the Capitol. Hanging off balconies, breaking in. Like, they had to get let in some way, somehow, right?
Broke in the right White House, though.
No, nah, it wasn't the White House, it's Capitol. It's
I
Capitol.
mean, that was early.
Yeah, but still.
Still
Standing
real,
on
though.
top of statues. Like, what kind of crazy shit is that? Like, man, we all know if there were colored people, there'd have been so many people dead. So they said they arrested like 12 people,
Yeah,
13
and
people.
one person got shot and died.
Yeah, that lady.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. I mean, that's you don't ever want no death on no kind of nothing, but
Nah.
that lady died on the Trump flag. That's crazy. She literally died on top of Trump flag. That's wild.
This is.
Oh, it's a lot going on, man. And it's only June 6th, 2021. Everybody was ready to get away from 2020 so bad. 2021, I didn't really think it was gonna be too much different, but you know, everybody else, you don't wanna be that killjoy. You gotta wait, like, you know, people shit, but.
Oh boy, so they was about to get down. They was about to burn the votes up. We burning up all this shit.
Yeah, if it wasn't for one of them
Oh.
the interns, that shit would have got burnt up. Think one of the interns was like, "Hey, let's grab these while we all running for our lives."
This should say electoral ballots rescued before riot.
That's pretty much it.
Rescue, bud.
Because I guarantee you, if they had found them joints while they was in there, they was gonna burn them shits up, bro. They was
Oh,
gonna
yeah,
tear them up,
no.
burn them up. Yeah. That's actually an accurate headline for one. Kudos whoever put that up. Whoever posted that, I wrote that. First headline in history, at least the last 20 years, that was actually right.
I mean, hey, this ain't crazy.
It is what it is, man. It's just America being America. In my eyes,
Yeah.
in my opinion, you know how I feel.
Yeah. I mean, it just was live on TV, that's all.
Yeah, I was thinking that too when I saw it. Because when I was looking at everything happening, I was thinking about that Gil Scott Heron poem, slash song, "The Revolution That Would Not Be Televised." Like, man, he right, but this shit on TV right here, this ain't no revolution though. So he right, all the way around. My bad, Gil. My bad. I didn't mean to disrespect you. Because this was some bullshit. This was like terrorist sedition shit. This wasn't no revolution. I tell you that.
Nah, ain't no revolution with this, bro.
No revolution with this shit. That was some temper tantrum, kindergarten and shit. My thing is, though, somebody had to let them in, bro. You can't just go into the Capitol like that.
No.
You can't. And they
Bro,
had pictures of.
it's all kind of police and everything around. I mean, just walking around.
Yeah.
But how
Capitol Hill by
did
itself got its own, like, police, like the
you
mall
get?
got
Yeah,
their
and
own
then beating all the people
security.
over there, and they just start busting windows out.
Bro, they was climbing walls like Spider-Man and shit. It was wild. I had never seen no shit like that in my life. Never. Man, like it's journalists that ain't never been able to get onto the floor of the damn house. The floor of the damn Senate.
Nope.
Journalists, my guy.
Well, them motherfuckers walking around there putting Trump hats, MAGA hats on statues.
One of them niggas stole a letter from Nancy Pelosi's desk, man.
What?
Yeah. Stole the letter like he about to go do her bills or some shit. What the fuck do you want the letter for? They stole the lead out that Yeah. I'm not going in there. If I was Nancy, any of them damn representatives or senators, I'm not going into it. My shit got to be thoroughly clean, my nigga.
Hell yeah, all them sickly ass motherfucking.
So you know they're no maskers.
Nah, yo, you know they're not wearing
masks. Anti-maskers, anti-vaxxers, whatever you want to call them. You know they ain't. They're not clean. Hell nah, my G. I need that handled today. Post haste. Yeah, man, it's wild. We was trying to talk about this damn. Guess we off of that joint. Off the 2K21, my player shit, my career shit. I just have one thing to bring up again in regards to the game and the storyline.
Where?
I forgot the name. Light skinned dude with the light eyes. No, you play your father in the game.
Oh yeah.
I can't remember his name in real life, but.
Oh yeah, I can. I'm from.
He's too light skinned to be my daddy. He had to marry like a woman who was like the salt of the earth. You know what I'm saying? Chocolate on chocolate.
Yeah. Because
I'm dark skinned on that game. It's like I am in real life. I'm like, ah, he's my dad. I'm like, yes.
Man, it's a video game, man.
Yeah, you're right. It's a game. I just had to point that out, bro. Like,
yeah, now he was extra light skinned because at first he was talking, I wasn't paying attention. And then I was like,
father?
Hold on, that's my dad.
My dad?
Because it was something he said. I was like, hold on, this nigga talking to me like this. What's wrong with him?
Right, what's wrong with this light skinned dude out here talking to me on the court like this?
Oh, it's it.
First of all, this ain't he got game, bro. We'll light your ass up. Like,
yeah.
That's wild, though.
I said, everybody keep talking about him. I said, I guess he must have been like that, but he ain't damn. They ain't never showed no footage of him playing or nothing.
Nah, they didn't show no throwback footage of him playing. They just showed that little interview he did when he missed the shot. I missed the shot, man. This my family. I let him down. You trash. That's how I know this is not a real, because in 2K, because in 2020, 2021, you would have had somebody here talking about, man, nigga, daddy, you trash.
Yeah, exactly.
Those kids don't know no better. They don't give a fuck. They don't get two.
Yeah,
man. So what else been going on in this brave new world out here? How's the family? How the kids? How everybody doing?
Oh, they are good.
That's what's up. What's up? Getting strong. Family's tight.
Trying to.
That's what's up.
That's the reason why we got cut off from the first podcast.
All right, let's check out. Hey, Dada!
All that.
Hey, Dada!
He took a nap today, so he's wide open right now.
Oh, yeah. He probably doing flips on top of the couch, though. Like, not understanding nothing, but that's what's up, though. For God's son, you know what I'm saying? Child. You know, I feel like about him, like T.O. felt about. You know, Tony Romo, that's my quarterback. Gosh.
What about McNabb?
I don't know that nigga. Don't ask me no questions. Like, what about McNabb? Better keep on doing them damn Chunky Soup commercials.
Washington and Philly ain't playing no defense. That shit's straight offense.
What do you mean, basketball or football? 100. It really don't matter what team you're on.
I'm definitely talking about basketball because
they both this season's over.
Yeah, but nah, it's 141 to 135.
What is
30 seconds? Man.
They played 2K like I'm playing 2K.
That's what I'm saying. This is like an All Star game score.
Golly.
Yeah.
Okay, let me score. I'll let you score. Okay, let me score. I'll let you score. Okay, exactly. Let me score. I'll let you score. Go ahead. All right. That's crazy, right?
Well, Westbrook, let me see what Westbrook got.
That's Washington and Philly.
He got 20.
Oh, shit.
Bro.
Well,
this nigga Bradley Beal got 59 points, nigga. That's wild.
Damn.
Only make sure that ain't the minutes. That's the points.
Right. Is that the minutes or the points?
Nah. He got 59. Westbrook got 20.
How many assists he got, though? Probably got 20 assists. Nobody else doing
shit. I got 12.
Oh, he's 8 off. Okay.
I think Bradley got 59 points. Oh.
He's a walking.
He doesn't make it a ball.
Bucket.
This is going to take an L, but give him the ball.
Give him the ball, coach.
That man join the 60 club.
Every play they run, right? It should be like they ran the plays for a girl that loves basketball over in Europe.
Probably so.
She's like, what they say? Pass the ball to you. Okay. Pass the ball to Bradley Beal. Let him get the bucket, man.
Exactly. Embiid got 38. Seth got 28.
Ooh, the other Curry, the other spicy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Hitting him up. Okay.
Yeah.
What Ben Simmons got?
Ain't nobody else doing shit. Bum, bum, bum. He got 17. He's 17 and 12. He got 12 assists.
I mean, yeah, okay. That's a nice look. That's a nice
look. All right, yeah.
Not when niggas getting 60 and 38
That's
or 40.
What I'm saying. Not when other niggas out here having career nights, nigga.
Yeah, you over there having an average, regular, daggler night, bro. Sheesh. Well, that's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah, because on the game, they got Ben Simmons like Baby Bron. Like, he's nice. You remember that? Remember I did work with you? I did work for you with him. Right. Yeah, he came to the line.
You had won that game?
I wouldn't want to remember that either. But yeah, came to the line. Dunking on your ass with the hot.
I don't remember if you won that shit, though.
No, you remember that. I did win that. You know that. Don't do that.
Who I had?
It didn't matter. So I didn't remember either. I don't know who you had. It's your job to remember who you had.
I don't. Because that's what I'm saying. I don't remember you. I don't remember. Only game I remember you winning was the one where it made us play with just one person the whole time. So Ben Simmons might have been the court, might have been the computer.
This nigga trying to play for him. Might have been.
I'll see.
You know what? We ain't gonna talk about that no more because that wasn't the case. But
all right, that's all. Right.
You know the vibes. You know the vibes over here. Get it.
Okay, yeah. We'll move on. Greek Freak got a
move on.
Got a blowout. Greek Freak them got a blowout going on right now, 92-58 over Detroit.
Wow. It sounds like the Detroit Lions at this point.
Yeah, it's ugly out there.
Giannis good at beating up on them teams that don't matter.
Yeah, they ain't number 1-6.
They scored like, what, 1,000 points tonight?
He got a dub, that's it.
20-point game?
Yeah.
He got double-digit rebounds, though.
Nah, 5. Oh. Ain't nobody got double-digit rebounds. What the fuck going on?
Man.
Like, who's getting the ball when they come off the rim?
I don't think people rebound like that no more, honest. Because you got guards getting
Okay. So, the Bucks, I understand why there ain't no rebounds on their hand because they got 92 points.
Okay.
They got 92 points.
It was going in the hoop.
Bro, it's 10 minutes left in the third quarter, bro. I just now saw
that shit. What's going on?
Right? Oh, shit. My bad. That's one of the little ad things on my...
Tell your phone to be quiet. Shit. You trying to...
That's not my phone. That's my laptop. I'm looking at this on my laptop.
Control your laptop, sir.
I hate the volume on it.
Yeah.
Bro, it's 10 minutes left in the third. The niggas got 92. Oh, yeah. That's where you gotta start. Get niggas in the mouth.
Yeah, you might as well pull up into the bench, bro.
Yeah, you might as well put your bench out there. You don't want your people getting hurt. I mean, I guess Blake Griffin,
I got a question. Yeah. Are like Detroit sports teams on strike and we don't know about it? Or
no, they playing. They just ain't.
I mean, you got the Lions.
We got Boston and Miami. They got a good one going.
You got the Lions, the Tigers, and the Pistons, and the Bears on mine. I mean, the Bears are Chicago. I'm saying that's weird. All they all got them catchy Lions, Tigers, and the Pistons. They're all struggling.
Yeah, they're struggling something terrible. So we got a good one. We got a good one going on in Miami. And the Celtics. I think they seen this first time they seen each other since the playoffs. They played against each other in the playoffs. Yeah. It's 84-80. 10 minutes left in the fourth.
That's what's up. That's hotness.
Jimmy got a dub piece on him.
Dub piece.
My nigga Bam Bam doing what my nigga 15.
Bam. Bam, bam, bam.
Dragic. Oh, he old now. Yeah, nah.
Dragic is old now. That's weird. I remember seeing him as a rookie. Like, he was like Steve Nash.
Yeah, you see, like, his time with my fans in the league.
Yeah.
So I ain't even gonna lie. Like, when I heard his name in the playoffs and then somebody was hurting me, I was like, oh, that nigga still
play? Yeah. Where'd you find him from? Johnny was like, don't worry about all that.
Tatum hitting him with a 22 piece. And who the fuck got the rest of the points? Jaylen Brown got 13. He the only other person in double figures. Everybody else is pretty much just should have bought tickets. I guess nobody else got over the business.
Should have bought tickets. They got some popcorn over there while they on the bench.
I need to get my calculator out, nigga, because this shit ain't, the points ain't adding up.
It's not tabulating correctly.
Something ain't right here.
This motherfucker said.
Oh. Okay, shit. Oh, Miami got about 6 people that ain't even played. Boston only got 3 people that ain't played.
The DMP.
And everybody got points, so never mind. Let's see what else looks. Oh, let's see what old goddamn Triple D's doing out here in Charlotte.
Oh, shit.
They letting them niggas come back. Oh, no. LaMelo got 16. 8 rebounds, 5 assists. They up 85-81.
Okay.
Goddamn, Gordon Hayward got 34 points.
34.
I don't know who man that is, but he's killing
that
ass.
At this point, with that kind of number, he's nobody's man. Nobody's guarding him.
He's killing their ass tonight.
Get you with these
bad wheels and everything. Trae Young only got 5 points. I don't know what he's doing.
Trying to fix that hair. See?
Did he get hurt?
I hope not.
It's no way he only took 6 shots, bro. No, yeah, they got him in there. They got him in. They got him in there. I don't got nobody else in. I don't know, bro.
I hope he's not hurt. Because, I mean, he's the hardest soul in that team.
Yeah. I hope he ain't hurt either.
I mean, but I clearly think he has to worry about his hair a lot more than the average basketball player does. Because it just doesn't really work. But... Yeah, all right, man. I mean, thanks for running us the scores for the night.
Nothing else looks interesting, man. You got Utah and the Knicks, that shit tied.
Whoa. You said Utah. Oh,
man. And the Knicks, that shit.
Oh, the Knicks. All right, let me get some W's, though, bro. It's too early in the season now.
You think it's still going on again. Okay, y'all 4-3.
Yes, sir. Over 500, baby. That's a celebration.
Oh, shit. What? That nigga Julius Randle balling. He got 28.
Balling. Keep that draft. Yeah, nigga. You gotta keep that trade value up high. Ball, Julius. Ball. Yeah. Show nothing to trade your ass for a better
piece. Who's this nigga Peyton?
Don't get me wrong. He be balling. But still.
I'm trying to see who this nigga on y'all team, Peyton.
Elfrid Peyton? Yeah, point guard.
I just clicked on Elfrid Peyton. He got a dub piece.
Hey.
7 assists.
K. Elfrid Peyton from the HBCUs. Don't remember which one specifically, but he went to HBCU. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody else doing shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. While we on sports, what you think about Russell Wilson changing that play at the last minute to get your boy paid?
Hey, that's love, nigga.
What you mean?
That's love.
Hey, that's love. That's my guy.
When he get that bonus check.
Hey.
I got to take my man, go get something to eat, bud.
Got
to
do something, you know, bro, right?
Hey, let's go. Hey. Where you want to go, bro?
$100,000 bonus.
What?
For getting his 35th reception of the season.
That shit crazy.
Hit the audible.
Bro, you could have threw a pick. You could have did some crazy dumb shit. He said, yeah. Fuck it. Said, I'm about to look out for my dog.
Yeah, let me get my dog paid. Could have been anywhere in the world tonight, but you're here with us. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta take my dog. Exactly. I gotta see him. Hey, Russ. Bro, hey. You and the fam, what's good, bro? We can go out and eat. I can go pick it up. We can bring it to the house, whatever.
Right. I know that's whatever you want for a whole month, bro. You got it. Whole month, you got no dash.
Gotta get you back for that. That's your love.
Gotta get you back for that. And you know, everybody want to, no, not everybody, but like, you know, a few people like to put him in that rest of that corny camp. But I always thought he was solid and like cool for doing shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he ain't gonna get you pregnant and leave you. You know, but he'll gonna make sure you get that little $100,000 bonus, you know, by switching plays up. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Like, he do stuff that matters. You know what I mean? Everybody think of that as being corny and shit, but I don't see it that way. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
Shouts out to Russ for that. I was looking out for the lookout. Don't get no better than that.
Nah, you're right, yo.
Damn. Talk about your boy Drizzy, you know. Drizzy Drake. This much anticipated Lover Boy album coming out in January. It's been January's here. And you heard people are dropped yet, but you know, it's still time. Early in the month.
It coming out?
I mean, he's dropping more clothing line shit than music at this point, but he did have that mixtape or playlist this last year. I thought it was hashtag beat sauce, but I mean, I'm just one man with one opinion. You know, like,
yeah, I ain't really fuck with it too hard.
Nah, you know.
It's kind of, oh. I'm listening to it because it's Drake.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to give it a listen to just because it's Drake.
But,
you know,
I want to see what the album about.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely want to take a listen to them tunes, see if them tunes tough. That's what they say, right? That's how they speak. You know,
for sure they tough.
Tough tunes. Tunes tough, you know? Tings. Tings in here, in the building.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, all right. I'll be quiet. No, but he definitely been dropping some folks. Dropped some shit in early December last year. His OVO collection with the Raptors NBA pregame collection.
Yeah. You gotta have them multiple sources of income.
Yeah, yeah, definitely got to. I just taking a look at it here. I mean, it looked like everything that you would really get from like a regular ass NBA store. Except he slapped his owl on that shit, so I guess that make it popping. But I mean, hey, he out here eating, like you said, multiple streams of income. That's all that matters.
How much that shit cost? That shit high as fuck.
I don't see the prices. I mean, I'm looking at just like some of the pictures. They're looking at the prices. I could do a little bit more research here.
Yeah.
Hold, please.
Hold. You don't tell me to hold.
Nah, I'm just going to do a little research. I mean, I'm going to see. But I mean, it's Drake. So, no, that's no vibes. So, for a crew neck, a black crew neck, OVO crew neck.
I can fuck.
It's $247.
Oh, shit.
On a website named Grail. I'm not familiar with Grail. Let me see where else. You get all that stuff on StockX and eBay, but they are ranging in the $200 range. Some are $220, some are
$269. Oh,
shit. T-shirts are $111. Yeah. Yeah, that's quite a bit. Yeah, man, but you know, it's all for a good cause, I guess. Drake is a chick. I mean, he's not. I don't know. Black owned business, I guess.
Yeah.
Shot black by black, I guess. Or at least by Blake. By Blake.
Beige.
Yeah. A little bit by Blake. By beige. Why can't I say beige? I don't know. Anyway.
So you can't say beige?
I'm having a hard time saying beige, bro. I think it's because they know I'm talking about Drake. They just want to, like, prove a point. Yeah. Let's get to it, though. Power.
Power.
Two.
I ain't gonna lie. I only seen like the first couple episodes. I'm gonna binge that shit because I'm gonna
okay.
Pay that $5 for the 6 months.
Okay. Okay.
On some nigga shit.
On some nigga shit.
At least I'm watching the 50 shit.
But hey, yeah, so, you're right. Man, hey, you know what? Might have to talk about a little bit more offline because I might like just, you know, like I said, think about throwing that Starz package on Hulu. And I don't say that to change nothing as far as access, so you know, you can go ahead and just knock that out.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. So, but I've seen all the episodes up until the mid-season finale they had, so I gotta catch up myself. So I think it'd be dope for us to go ahead and like finish out that season and then come back and maybe just like to do like a whole recap episode of you know, things we like, didn't like, all of that. But I try to tell y'all boys, Reek was gonna do his thing. Nobody wanted to believe me though. Man. Nobody wanted to believe me though.
I don't know, man. Don't get too much into it. I ain't seeing shit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're right. No spoilers and all of that shit. No spoilers. So I'll leave it alone. You got a chance to check out that Wonder Woman 84 yet? That's a nigga, Tori.
I haven't seen it, man.
Come on, man. We got HBO Max. Come on. What's up?
I know, man. I watch Chronicles of Riddick today. That's for sure.
Oh man, that shit classic. I go on front. We've seen it a bunch of times, like a thousand times.
Yeah. I don't know. I ain't no Wonder Woman fan. I ain't no DC fan, right?
Nothing.
Wonder Woman.
But I mean, I like what DC's been doing when it comes to some of the characters.
Oh, man. My boo from Power got engaged.
This dude. Yeah, we still on. Who was your boo from Power?
God damn. Motherfucking bad.
Without the bed. Naturi?
Yeah, bruh.
Naturi!
Damn.
Naturi broke your heart, bruh.
I said yes. To the man with the plan. That's cool.
Yeah, she said no yes. Plan. No, I didn't have any plans for it either, but she damn sure. He's my boo too, bruh, on the real. You know how I feel about the short, big chocolate things. She's almost a pound cake, but not really. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah, but not
that's, really. You know how I feel about my pound cakes. You know, I feel like I've got to explain what a pound cake is a little. I mean, everybody knows that.
For
means.
The people that don't know.
Okay, so, you know. Hold on. I had to get my mouth straight because I was over there salivating talking about it. the pound cakes. It's usually your women that's between like 5'2" and like 5'5" or 6". You know, they got the thick thighs, you know, nice ass, but also they got the nice, you know, the tops, you know, the breasts. But they also are really, really cute in the face. You know what I'm saying? You can't really be a pound cake if you like not pretty in the face or not cute. You know what I'm saying? But usually the pound cake is like a, she's stacked. You know what I'm saying? You go, it's a lot. Sometimes it may feel like it's too much, but it never is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might get diabetes eating it, but you don't care. Like, that's what a pound cake is. Like, the women that are very full-figured and, you know, certain height. Oh, he's there, that's awesome. Love it.
Even like pound cake.
Now, everybody like a little pound cake, you know, little lemon pound cake with vanilla ice cream on it. Mm. Especially after they put it in the microwave. Oh.
Ice cream with yours?
Yeah, I put a little ice cream on there with my pound cake after I take out the microwave for like about at like 6 to 7 seconds. 6 to 8 seconds. Yeah. I don't like my pound cake hot, you know, running this. That microwave too much sometimes. You gotta put it in at like 6 to 8 seconds, not even a 14. Keep that thing well warm. Put that ice cream on there, pow. Oh yeah, and the women too, they can get ice cream on top of their pound. I put ice cream on top of my women pound cake too. Yeah.
Shit, but that's what you were talking about.
Right. I was double on time with both of them with an F. Get the ice cream. Yeah, both of them with the F. the F in high school.
Whew.
Hello.
Ain't nothing wrong with a pound cake.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with a little pound cake. A little sugar. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with none of that. Yeah, well, I was trying to talk about the Wonder Woman shit. Not really interested in that. I can't even blame you for it. I mean, I like the story they did with, like, Birds of Prey, Harley Quinn and everything. That was good. Suicide Squad was dope.
Suicide Squad was good.
Yeah. I mean, the first Wonder Woman was good, actually, too. I've heard mixed reviews about this new one. And some people saying it was straight trash. Some people saying it was good. I don't know. Got some kind of in the middle with it.
I heard everybody say it was trash.
I'm thinking because it wasn't like a lot of fight scenes like you would expect. You know what I'm saying?
One day I'll be bored. I'll be sitting in here and playing.
One day I'll be bored. That's just hard, man.
Because I was bored this weekend. I watched Ready Player One for the first time. Like Steven Spielberg. It's pretty good.
Is it good? I haven't even seen that yet.
It's actually pretty good.
I heard that. But bump everything, though. Everybody know the movie that... We all know the movie everybody waiting on to see for 2021. Like, we all know it. And this shit coming straight out of Zamunda.
Oh, yeah. Coming to America.
I can't even do it. I'm
going
to stop. I tried to do
it. We got March 5th.
Double out March 5th. It's going to be popping. Star packet starts at the usual. You got Daniel Jones. You're going to have Eddie Murphy, Arsene Paul.
That shit's going to be good, man.
Shari Headley. She coming back to reprise her roles as Lisa McDowell. Still looking like a whole snack. What? Lisa's still bad, boy. I can't believe it.
Man, that's that Shea Motions and that cocoa butter. That shit.
Yeah, that is that Shea Motions cocoa butter.
Oh, yeah. How much money you got? Yeah. How much money that woman got? That's what she got. She gonna make sure that cocoa butter on there.
That's that shit used to be on your mama bathroom counter. That Shea Motions and shit with cocoa butter. Oh, man. It smells good too. It's crazy, bro. But definitely still looking like a whole motherfucking meal out here. And there's just some new people in there, like, you know, Tiana Taylor, Wesley Snipes got a new role in there. Man. Yeah. So I'm interested to see it. Some people out here, based off the first trailer, talk about it look trash, but everybody got their opinions.
You always gonna have that group. And they still gonna sit there and watch it.
Right. Expected to be exactly like the first one that came out.
No. Like they don't make movies like that shit no more.
Exactly.
The late 80s and the 90s, all no more, they don't make movies like that no more.
They definitely don't make no movies like that no more. Right? I don't understand what people really expect when they do come and see movies that are like sequels like 20 years later. Like, come on, bro. Time has passed. You gotta modernize it up. You gotta give it the time. Yeah.
This shit 30 and some change later, so don't even.
Yeah. Hey, I'm thinking if they remake Coming to America, why they can't remake Trading Places? Would you be interested in seeing a remake of Trading Places?
Yeah, they could do that.
Or maybe like a remake, or maybe a part two. Would you be interested in that?
Like, I mean, I would. If they did like a remake, did like a. I mean, you know how they redoing all these movies, bro.
So you'd rather be a remake and not like a part two sequel?
That was Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy, right?
Yeah.
They both all the shit. They could do a part two.
Right. My whole thing was, why can't they be the Dukes? The new Dukes.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They done got old and they out of touch. Yeah. Got money like a motherfucker now.
Nah, that shit, that would work.
Yeah. Go ahead and send me that money. I'm about to push out that screenplay. Because
Eddie Murphy said he about to drop hella shit anyway because he getting ready to retire from it all.
Dang, Eddie.
That's why he was talking about, that's why he been putting out Dolomite or Coming to America. Yeah. He's been putting out shit, getting a whole bunch of shit up.
He ain't going to just retire.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, Eddie, treat me like animal.
I don't think he's doing no comedy special. I think he said he wants to do any of those.
So he never coming back to do stand-up comedy.
I don't think so. Man, this world couldn't handle his shit anyway.
Yeah.
I don't want him to have to do no shit that'll be watered down. It's not, it wouldn't be Eddie Murphy. Cause this shit damn sure wasn't watered down back in the day.
Yeah, damn sure wasn't
watered down. I ain't even about to say on here with some of the shit he said. It was just funny. Cause we trying to start this thing. I ain't trying to start it off on the wrong foot. I ain't trying to start Definitely ain't trying to do that.
Nah, you right. You wouldn't want to see Eddie come back and be a shell of himself. Be Eddie. But also, like, that just breeds more questions in my mind. Like, so, like, you know, Eddie Murphy was, like, the biggest stand-up comedian when he left. Yeah. So it's like, you don't really know how great or how epic of a stand-up comedian he could have been had it not been for him having a movie career that just took off. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so, like, yeah. You're right.
Is he as dope as Dave? Is he better than Kev? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, he's already better than Kev. I'm what am I saying? But you know what I'm saying? Like, how he compares stand up as far as like Dave and like, you know, Pryor. Like, he never saw him progress and like, oh, he getting better. He's better and better. Like,
but if you think about it, all the like greatest comedians all of them went on to be actors. They're actually really good actors too.
That was the goal.
Most of them, if you showed them movies that they was in and didn't show them stand up, then you would think they were actors. They ain't even weren't even comedians first.
Yeah. You're right.
Cause when I was a kid, like, you know, of course I couldn't watch Richard Pryor. They ain't showing no Richard Pryor stand ups, but I remember the movie The Toy. And I saw that. And then I remember my uncle's name was talking about Richard Pryor, but he just do stand up. And I was like, comedian? I was like, he just tell the truth. You know what I'm saying? That's how I was like, what? They still never let me hear this stuff. Because, you know, I hear it now as an adult, and I was like, well, I see why. When I got older, like teenagers, and just listening to all the comedians talk about, you know what I'm saying, who the GOAT was and stuff, and then I went back and listened to it. And I was just like, his stuff back then sounded like they stuff now.
That's how far Eddie was.
Oh, he was way ahead of it.
Definitely agree.
Like, if all his stuff was never heard and he came out with that same stuff now today, I mean, well, I ain't gonna say today. I say about 10 years ago.
10, 15 years ago.
He'd kill that guy.
Yeah, he'd still be in Richard Pryor. You're right.
Then
you're right about that.
I'd be dying off that man.
Yeah, prize the goat. Prize the goat. There's no arguing that. But it just leads me to just think about that shit with Eddie, because he was clearly like that next dude. And like, he really never really reached his prime. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. It's kind of how I feel about LeBron. Like, LeBron, great. But, like, I feel like it's things in his game because he doesn't do them, or that's not his game or his mentality, that doesn't make him great to me. Not because he's not a great player and he doesn't do great things and he hasn't achieved great things. It's just simply because of the fact that, like, Brian never got pushed to another level because he never had to. But there's another one in there. You know what I'm saying? And the times where he should have went to another level, he didn't. That's when he lost. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is. Like, it's because there was no other person, no other, you know, player to push him. It's like, he's dope. But
all the niggas from when we was in high school and all that shit, they was getting old.
Oh, yeah.
Niggas was getting old because Kobe had no one, his two back to back. It was a wrap after that shit. You on the other side. Yeah. 30 now.
Yeah.
You got a few more years left. Tim Duncan had no one out. Hit the shit he was going to win. Because after we beat them, it was over for them. They wasn't good.
Nah.
Win no more after that.
Instead of a good ass team, they just wasn't going. They wasn't winning.
Yeah.
But Kawhi kept him a lot more relevant than they would have been.
Yeah, he did. Probably love, but Tim Duncan ended up retired.
Yeah.
It's like, shit, pretty much like, man, let them young boys fucking win some shit. Bump it, let them boys hoop.
Let them hoop, right?
Yeah.
No, I feel
you. Y'all got families to take care of after this. And they're all retired.
Yeah, it's just one of those you never know type things. Yeah. When it comes to like,
you're right. Shit, but you know, I already know what it was with Eddie Sue. Movie star money a whole lot different than comedian money, boy.
Yeah, sir. Yeah.
Well, so, hey, because that way he had at one point, just like all them other boys, $20 million a movie. That's why you see this man doing fucking
terrible movies.
Terrible ass movies.
So that check cleared.
Gotcha. Fucking Bowfinger and shit like that. Like, I was like, you paid this for the 20 mil to do this? Man.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga getting off.
Yeah, I don't care. I trashed it the world. That shit cashed out of my bank account.
What was the one where it was, I think Gabrielle Union played in it too. And they was like little people, and he had the big robot junk or whatever that he was inside controlling.
I know what you're talking about. I can't remember the movie off the top of my head, but I know the movie you're talking about.
Oh my God, bro. Look that shit up.
Dave.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, that shit was so good and terrible. It was still interesting because it was Eddie Murphy, but that shit was good and terrible, bro. That shit was not tough at all. Like, it's a far cry from the 48 Hours in Beverly Hills Cop.
Exactly.
Dave, motherfucker. Like, that was not what Dennis was. But hey, if you're gonna pay me $20 million, And then you gotta realize all the movies he started producing too.
Yeah.
Getting that money off of that producing, dog. That's a different kind of money too. Ooh. Cause you get that on the back end, whatever that means. In the words of Jamie Foxx on the Jamie Foxx show. Get paid on the back end.
Don't nobody have Jamie Foxx, the rights to Jamie Foxx show to put him.
I've been seeing people tweet on that or talk about that on social media.
Hey.
Wanting to have Jamie Foxx show be played like he played Martin and Fresh Prince, but nobody's doing it.
That shit crazy.
I know, man. That's interesting because that show funny. It gets slept on. And the pantheon of those sitcoms in that time period.
They sleep. You sleep on Jamie Foxx.
They sleep on Jamie Foxx and sleep on Hanging with Mr. Cooper. But definitely they sleep on Jamie Foxx show.
I definitely went back and watch all Hanging with Mr. Cooper. I think I done watched all them seasons a couple times.
Man, it's hilarious, right?
That shit funny.
Mark Curry is hilarious. In fact, my favorite episode on the Jamie Foxx show is the one with Mark Curry. He's a drill instructor, drama teacher.
He made that nigga do all the push-ups. That nigga was swole as shit.
Bro. Swole as hell when he got out.
And then he kept getting electrocuted by that damn game.
Yeah.
That motherfucker said. That motherfucker was talking to Braxton. He's like,
smoke came out of my
mouth. Yo, B. Yo. My eyes. That nigga was fucked up.
Leave it on top. But my favorite part is at the end when he actually graduates.
Oh,
and they both
get
emotional.
Yeah.
That shit had me hollering, bro. Those motherfuckers get emotional, bro.
Damn, this nigga, that nigga Eddie Murphy still worth $200 million. From the time he did Dolomite, when was the last time he even did something? Like
Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
Dolomite was 2019.
What's that one when the leaves fall off the tree? No, I don't think that was it.
I think it was the movie he did, like Mr. Church.
Mr. Church.
Yeah, there's a movie he did that was called Mr. Church.
I remember.
I'm not sure what year that movie came out.
That one, like 1,000 words. What was it called? 1,000 words, the one with the trick of Leah's
father. Oh, yeah. With a young ass, Yara Shahidi and that shit. I never even seen, I don't think I even watched that movie fully.
I ain't watched it fully either. But.
But he's made some terrible ones. God.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. This man still worth $200 million even after.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of script.
Damn.
Because I wanted to like, I wanted to like the Haunted Mansion, but I just couldn't. I wanted to bad. Yeah, it's parts of that light, but I just couldn't.
Damn.
So imagine that is the one you're thinking about when you're an idiot, where you had a tree that had the.
Damn. Yeah, that's all. Imagine that.
Yeah, he tell a lie or some shit, or something like that. The leaves fall off or some shit.
This is the thing. This nigga paid $51,000 in child support.
No, he had 1,000 words too. Yeah, it's also one of his movies.
You're the movie 1,000 words?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of shit.
That was 2012, yeah. But, yeah, don't even put Mr. Church up here. I guess that shit terrible.
Oh, I forgot he had a kid with Mel B.
He acting like that ain't even his part of his body count, that movie.
Yeah.
He did have a, he did have a baby with Mel B. Talk about underrated and slept on.
Hey, 51.
Mel B back in the day? Oh my God. Talk about underrated and slept on. My God. It took her having a baby with Eddie Murphy for me to really realize the glory that is Mel B. Like, I was sleeping. So I just wasn't. I was anti-Spice Girls. Not really paying attention to all that. But when I saw her.
Yeah.
My God.
Damn, how many Shrek movies did they make, boy? So this nigga made $3 million the first Shrek movie. Then the rest of them after that he made $10 million.
Yeah, that's kind of his pocket. Yeah. $10 million after that. That's 13.
See, it don't say how much I was trying to see how much he made for that Mulan movie. And then they didn't even use him in the they didn't even have him, his character in the live action.
Oh, nah, Mushu?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I remember that? That's bad. The name was so damn funny. Mushu. Yeah, but Jamie Foxx should definitely be on Netflix or Hulu or something.
No, it should be, bro.
It's hilarious. Do you like them more when they were in the, like, the maroon jackets or the like those blue jackets, those blue purple jackets. Was it a difference to you?
It was a little bit of a difference.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I like them both.
Man, all these niggas getting old. The Jamie Foxx 53.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's pissing me off.
Yeah, getting up there, bro. Your childhood is, that's how you know you're old.
And
that's your childhood.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. I still remember Nickelodeon Are You Afraid of the Dark. They see my shit, boy.
Hell yeah, yeah.
What? Snake? Don't play with it. Don't play with it, bro. Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Snake is the shit, bro.
They throw that damn secret magical dust in that fire and just poof. Holy baby, hit the stories on your ass, man.
Yeah.
Got a story for you. Sit down here. Be quiet. Listen to the story.
That shit used to be... my stories used to be weak. Because, you know, I used to... Goddamn. You know, I used to watch the hell out of some scary movies.
Yeah, I used to watch that shit all the time.
But watching them, I used to be like, oh, okay, you're supposed to be scared. But I was like, I'm still going to watch the show.
Right, I'm still about to watch it. You know, originally, when it first came out with Snick, Clarissa Explains It All.
Stop playing with me, bro. It got to blam. I went back and I looked this shit up. I had to.
Well, I'm going to tell you the original 92-93 lineup.
Yeah, say that.
Clarissa Explains It All.
Yep.
Roundhouse, which nobody remembers for whatever reason. The Ren and Stimpy Show.
Yeah, how the fuck you remember Roundhouse? Yep.
Oh, yes. I don't remember that show, but I remember Roundhouse.
Yeah.
Like, that was the show where they had, like, the little sketch comedy shit. Like, yeah, it was.
Dude, that was, that's one of the original shits, I guess.
Yeah, it's one of them original type shits. Like, yeah. Of course. And, yeah, that was the original lineup. But go ahead and tell. I mean, you can go ahead and share the one that you was looking at.
Oh, yeah. I just, man, this shit bringing back crazy memory that it got. Secret World of Alex Mack, Of course, everybody know Rugrats.
She knew what? Alice Black. Oh my
yeah.
God.
Yeah, she had that shit. She was talking about puddle, that simple shit, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I do remember.
Yes, nigga, they got motherfucking the Journey of Alan Strange. I wonder what happened to that black dude.
I seen him on other shit. He was on the Bernie Mac show one time.
Bernie Mac. Yeah, I seen him on Bernie Mac. I remember that. Yeah.
I seen him on stuff.
We got Animorphs.
Animorphs.
Because they had the books on them shit. I remember, man. Mel would just be mad when somebody got that book in the book fair in school. He's like, you got an Animorph book? Dang.
But you know the peak of it was like that 95-96 where they had the Secret World of Alex Mack. They had all that.
Yeah, all
that. Pretty Stevie Show. And Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah.
That had to be the peak.
Yeah, that was the peak. Because after that, the only thing, after those shows went off, the only thing was holding on King and the Kale was the only show holding Snick on.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Do you remember Space Cases?
Yeah, bro, I remember Space
get
Cases.
Get the fuck out of here.
I remember Space Cases.
Oh, bro, this is crazy. Bro, I don't know why I ain't been looking for this, dog.
Yeah, Space Cases. It's pop off. It doesn't used to pop off.
That nigga right there was the evil dude. They got my nigga Zach off Power Rangers. My, bro.
Yeah, Space Cases was that deal.
That's crazy, bro.
Little mini, a little soap opera, little thing. Had a dude telling a story in the background. Yeah.
This time went by too fast.
Yeah, bro.
I remember this show too. The Mystery Files, the Shelby Woo had Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, I'm about to say. Yeah, Mr. Miyagi was on there. The Mystery Files, the Shelby Woo. Mr. Miyagi was on there. He was a grandfather. Shelby Woo over there.
Okay.
Yeah, bro.
Pete and Pete was
my show.
Hey, Pete was good, yo. Because
Lil Pete had a tattoo at like 9 or 10 years old.
Yeah.
A full tattoo. He was like, it was a mermaid on his arm. It was like a left arm, right arm.
Whatever happened to the other Pete? Because I remember, what's the name? The younger
Danny
Pete.
Tamborelli.
He went to what's the name? All that.
Yeah, I don't know. He was old. He was older then, though. He was like
he was
20 then, probably. He just got the hell on through. But he used to make the tattoo dance when he wiggled his arm. You want to see her dance?
Yeah.
Yo. Yeah, he just brought it back for me, boy.
Yeah, because Are You Afraid of Dark? They got Are You Afraid of Dark number one, all that. They got they did like the top 10.
Okay, they made the top 10 list.
Yeah, they got Are You Afraid of Dark number one? All that number two. Tina McKell number three. Clarissa Explains It All number four. Pete. The Adventures of Pete. Number six would be Ren and Stimpy. Number seven, Cigarella Alice Mack. Rugrats at number eight. We got the Mystery Files of Chevy Wood at number nine. Oh, they did more than that. 10 is Roundhouse. 11 is Space Cases. 12 is the Journey of Alan Strange. Animorphs are 13. 14 is Kablam.
I mean, that's a sort of. I'm not mad at that list.
No, that's true.
I ain't mad at that list. I still remember they had. What's that show they had with. Well, Sickly was a host. But Wienerville, I don't know why I like Wienerville. I like
Wienerville. No, Wienerville was straight. That guy was good.
I like Wienerville. I don't know why I like
this. Well, Salute Your Shorts ever on? They weren't on Snick.
It wasn't on Snick, but that certified fight.
Yeah.
Salute Your Shorts?
Yeah, Salute Your Shorts.
Come on, son. Can't fuck with it. But that brings me to like two questions. The first one, so would you say you were more of a Nickelodeon kid versus a Disney kid growing up?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, me too.
Definitely Nickelodeon.
Disney felt like it was just like
Disney.
I don't know, your parents had to be well off for like.
I was on the fuck with them for the movies.
Right, the movies. Yeah, they had the little movies and shit. But I just wasn't connected to them like that.
Yeah, like as far as their shows, I really ain't watched too many Disney shows like that.
That's more
I guess. I guess when they, I mean, oh yes, only Disney shows I really fuck. What else? Probably like Darkwing Duck, and Rescue Rangers. I think that's all Disney, right? Rescue Rangers, and Darkwing Duck.
Yeah, their cartoons are slap now. Yeah. Don't hold.
I'm saying I watched them, but we didn't always have Disney Channel. You know what I'm saying? We had the movies because we bought, got all the VHS. But when it came to
Tailspin, Darkwing Duck, Goof Troop.
Yeah, we had to get that Scrambler back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, kids will never know about the Scrambler.
Days. You got to hide it when the cable people come around and shit.
Yeah, quick, go move the Scrambler, take it off.
Yeah, because my aunt worked at the time one for longer. These be like, my mom, cable people come out, my mom said, put the Scrambler in my closet.
Yeah. Oh, man, you just said that for real.
Yeah, I was like, why did you get in the living room? You got it in your room. You want to watch a movie, you want to watch it in the living room. You know what I'm saying?
That's how she could monitor what y'all was doing and what was
getting
watched.
That's what I'm saying, because everybody used to come to my house at the school. And we used to watch goddamn Bikini Summer 1, 2, and 3 and shit.
Right, in the mama room now.
Yeah, my mama room. I know what's to watch. She had to ground up.
I know how to make you feel bad about yourself watching that shit in your mama room.
I knew how to look it up. I mean, at the time, I didn't give a fuck. I was like, fucking 12, 11 or 12, something like that. But I knew how to hook it up. I could have just hooked it up in the living room, I guess.
But all that moving around and then trying to move it back.
My mom had a big ass TV too with the big back. On a wall unit.
That's crazy. The big back TV.
Dusty as hell.
These kids I never know about.
Nah.
And also, like, quick question. I guess we in the nostalgia, too, so I'll stay with that. But, like, you know, I don't think kids really know what a payphone, though. Like, I like, or a telephone, but, or anything like that, bro.
Oh, nope.
But we not that old to where like we're ancient, but we just that like that transitional generation was like we still know what that shit is.
Nah, we definitely was. We definitely got a
like
bit of, we got a definitely got a bit of the old school.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm coming to the generation where you still need to know your you had to know like at least 5 numbers by heart.
Exactly.
You're actually stuck somewhere. Exactly. If you didn't know 5 numbers by heart, you couldn't
I
call nobody.
Lie, man. That's why I got to just chill out because I know I can't get locked up right now because I don't know another motherfucking
nobody knows.
I don't even have to sit until I see the judge in the morning before. That shit
I don't know. Right. I'm about to just sit down.
Like, you got one phone call. I'm like, shit. Only number I remember. Only number I remember is my grandma old house number. I think she still got the same house number.
Man.
I might be in trouble.
I remember like, I remember my house number back in Columbia. I remember my house number back in Orangeburg.
I know my old house number. I still know that shit.
It don't matter no more though. Like, but I know those numbers.
Yeah.
And I knew my grandma's home number by heart. And for whatever reason, I knew Tim's number by heart. Like, I guess I just needed to have it. I know it. Okay, something. But I knew that by heart. I don't think I know it anymore. I don't know it anymore. But, yeah, man, that shit crazy, bro. Damn, niggas don't have to know numbers by heart no more, bro.
Hell no.
I can't believe it, man. We had around 58 minutes.
Yeah, we almost in the whole damn.
Whole solid hour. So, hopefully, this is our first time. We're bringing it in within the first week of the new year, 2021. I really know it's not gonna be our last time. We're gonna get better at this shit, stronger this shit. But the whole thing about it is, I have fun with this shit. Talking to my dog, you know what I'm saying? Talking to my ace,
talking about shit, a little bit of the
politics, you know, the little top stories, little sports, you know, but a little bit of the shit we like to talk about too. You know what I'm saying? Like a nice little hodgepodge.
Yeah.
Gumbo. Well, man, always a pleasure, bro.
Yeah,
we'll get back to this. Like I said, we'll get better.